The completion of Grand Coulee Dam in 1941 meant the loss of homes as the Columbia River rose over its banks. The impact on the culture was just as dramatic. It meant the salmon, a very important staple and icon, would no longer be able to make it upstream to tribal lands. It took decades to convince lawmakers that the tribe deserved to be compensated for its loss. Senator Maria Cantwell thanked Tribal Business Chair Carol Evans and others for assisting in the uphill battle to get justice.
We had to fight the Department of Justice. We had to fight the Department of Interior. We had to fight staffers. We had to fight members. We had to fight ignorance. But because of the Spokane tribe's leadership, justice has finally prevailed.
Representative Kathy McMorris Rogers said the bill to get the tribe compensation was the very first bill she worked on after she was sworn into Congress in 2005. 95-year-old tribal member Viola Frizzell remembers when the dam began to flood tribal lands.
I didn't think I was going to make it, by gosh, to live that long. But it's kind of sad that my friends never got to enjoy everything that's going to be coming. But I'm happy for the younger people that, you know, that will have schools, college funds, I hope. You know, something to go on.
Tribal Business Chair Carol Evans says the annual compensation could bring the tribe $6 million a year in perpetuity. I'm Steve Jackson reporting.